It's well established that Arctic ice is changing in dramatic ways. As the climate warms, ice coverage is decreasing. The amount of multi-year ice has gone down significantly. And in Alaska, many communities are seeing the ice come in later and leave sooner. Ravenna Koenig of Alaska's Energy Desk recently took a trip onto the ice off of Utqiagvik and has this report on what some of those changes look like up close.
On an early evening in late May, about a dozen grad students and postdocs are standing at the northern edge of Utqiagvik, bundled up and waiting by a fleet of snow machines for one man to rumble their way.
Which way is Barrow?
Were you thinking of that line the whole way here?
Everyone?
This is Dr. Craig George.
Craig George has been a wildlife biologist with the North Slope Borough since the early 1980s. He spent literal months of his life on the ice in this part of Alaska, often camped out for days or weeks at a time, doing bowhead whale counts and helping to measure and sample whales during spring whaling. The other voice belongs to Andy Mahoney, an ice researcher at the University of Alaska Fairbanks. He's been coming to Utqiagvik for the past 18 years to study sea ice.
Craig was there at the very beginning of my sea ice career, and I think...
During the Pleistocene.
Back in the Pleistocene, yeah. Back when ice used to be ice.
Yeah.
Before this new ice that we've got now.
George and Mahoney are leading a group of science students on a snow machine trip out onto the Chukchi Sea. We whip over snow-covered lagoons, down the slope leading to the ocean, and over several miles of relatively flat ice close to shore. Then the surface gets rougher. We start to see big piles of broken ice. These are pressure ridges. They're created when big chunks of floating ice bump up against the shore-fast ice we're snow machining on, forcing it to crumble and push both up above the surface, which we can see, and down below it, which we can't. I asked Craig George how what we're looking at is different from what he saw out here decades ago.
The ice tells you what it's made out of when it formed. I mean, the ridges, see the thickness? So that's relatively thin first year. I haven't seen any multi-year.
Multi-year ice is ice that survived at least one summer. It's usually several feet thicker than the ice that forms and melts away in a single year.
First and second year ice looks like the Rockies, Rocky Mountains, and the old multi-year ice looks like the Appalachians, sort of rounded.
A few decades ago, 61% of the ice on the Arctic Ocean was multi-year ice. Now, it's about half that. No. One reason that multi-year ice matters is that it's one of the ways the Arctic stays cold. Ice reflects heat from the sun, while water traps it. So if a ton of ice stops being ice during the summer and instead becomes water, the Arctic is going to get warmer, which means it won't be able to help keep the rest of the Earth cool. We clamber up a 20-foot pressure ridge. Before us is a seemingly endless field of ice rubble, sharp blue shards jutting up in every direction. No rounded Appalachians here. The lack of multi-year ice doesn't just mean that certain shapes are jagged when they used to be round. Andy Mahoney says it helps explain why the landscape looks different in other ways.
These ridges that we're standing on, there would have been more of them and they would have been bigger. So it really has changed. I mean, you look back at some pictures of that era and the features that we now see, they're sort of something of a shadow from the past.
There are other changes too. The ice here is forming later, and in some places this year was record thin. But that doesn't necessarily translate to a bad ice year for people who depend on the ice, like hunters. Yes, it means the window of time to hunt certain animals is shorter, but when it comes to the ice conditions that make for a good whaling year, wind, currents, and weather play a huge role too.
Weather plays a big factor in our hunt, and this year the weather was pretty windy.
That's Joseph Levitt, a whaling captain.
Pretty windy, but we had our ice stayed solid. There was hardly any current on the ocean, and so it turned out to be a good year. At least we got eight whales.
Billy Adams is a whaler who works for the North Slope Borough Wildlife Department. He says that, yes, ice is freezing later, and yes, parts are thinner. But even as they see changes in the ice, whalers are adapting.
We just make changes to how we're going to hunt and when we're going to hunt. That's the biggest thing.
Even as the ice continues to change, whalers say they will keep finding ways to bring whales home to the community. For Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Ravenna Koenig in Utqiagvik.